Dude, so I was getting a bubble tea earlier. Do you like bubble tea as well?
Not really, no. I heard
really?
It gives you cancer. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it does. But it's so good. It's so good, man.
Yeah.
Like, I live in a neighborhood here in Berlin where for some reason suddenly several popped up in the last months or last year or so. And now there are three really good bubble tea places that I just go to. And all of them are always busy on the weekends. All of them.
Oh, for real?
Yeah,
for
all real. Three of them. It's insane.
Lots of Asians or what?
Mostly Asians, but a lot of Asia lovers too. So I was actually, I was there with a shout out to James, our buddy James, Chinese-British guy. Awesome, cool dude.
What and I was James- there with... I was thinking James could be called Smooth James.
Smooth, dude, he's named after James Bond, for real. He's named after James
Bond.
Yeah,
so why don't we call him Smoother James?
Smoother. Is that the Asian accent?
How Vinny would say it. Smoother James.
Yeah, Smooth James, that actually fits.
Smooth James,
Swagger
right
James, I guess, would also fit. He does have a swag.
But if he's named after James Bond, he's...
Dude, I was telling him today, man. He had an art exhibition at the Berlin Art Week the last week.
Yeah.
And I just saw him, man. I was telling him, like, dude, I'm into girls, but if I were into guys, man, I'd be so hot for you right now. That's what I told
him.
Nice,
dude.
Yeah.
Is it because you guys kind of look similar or what?
No, he looked so cool, man. He was there with his, because he had his paintings as a, you know, he's a painter.
And he has
these paintings and he hung them at the exhibition, and the whole exhibition was amazing. There were like, really big artists, I think. Like, it was really big. And then even like, there were some socialites there, like Germany's Next Top Model was there. And then he was exhibiting his art at that exhibition.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, man. And he was, you know, trying to sell his art. And also, he was just chilling there with a cool, like, orange shirt. It looked awesome. And I was like, wow, that's super cool. James Bond style.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. So, anyways,
Who are you named after?
Blaise Pascal, maybe. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't think my parents even knew who he was, actually. Maybe they did.
I just feel like your name just reminds me of like a French cook. I feel like every French cook is called Pascal.
Who? No one.
The assistant of a French cook. That's right. Every assistant of a French cook is called Pascal.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, Pascal,
I always got, when I grew up...
You don't know how to chop the...
I always got Pascal Sauvage when I was growing up. From Johnny English. Talking of cooking, I watched Ratatouille yesterday. Oh, it was great, man. Damn. Talking of cooking,
you watch it with
food.
Your buddy?
Yeah, with Patrick, ahead of our Disneyland trip. We're flying tomorrow. So just so you know, guys, this is episode 26. Episode 25 we actually recorded yesterday, and we're doing this because I'm traveling to Disneyland and Ali's traveling, going on a hiking trip. That's why we're recording kind of early, but yeah. But what I wanted to say was, in the bubble tea shop, I realized I was talking to James about this. We realized it's actually a perfect place to pick up women.
Because that's what I was about to ask you, man.
Because we're Asian guys, so
there.
Yeah. Because so let's say they're not Asian girls there. Asian girls, anyways. I guess we connect, have similar backgrounds. But even non-Asian people, because they love Asian culture so much, they might be more interested in dating Asian men. That's what we thought. And we're just laughing about it, but yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's two places you can, I think, really pick up easily Asian women.
I think
the bubble tea shop.
Did you hurt your hand?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh,
but
it's bloody.
Good.
Oh.
I'll tell you about it later.
Oh, okay. Damn. You got into a fight with someone, huh?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man. You joined the fight club or something? Oh, shit.
Well,
anyway, sorry. I don't want to interrupt you. Sorry. Two places.
Well, I was going to make a shitty joke. I was going to say... I was going to say bubble tea places and funerals of Asian men. I don't know.
Damn, okay, that was a bad... I was expecting something like cosplay convention.
I was at a comedy show yesterday and I...
As a what?
A comedy show, mic.
Okay.
And I got the last spot, the last 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a bit nervous, I think, because of that.
Yeah.
But then it went really well. And I think I gave up all my funny points for the week in that show.
Okay.
Ah, well, you did laugh now, so.
Hey.
Dun, dun. All right. But anyways, about the hand. So I cycled around the lines at Tiergarten as I was. Did I tell you? Yeah, I just told you, right? And
it looks really bad, man. Jesus, like you really punched a guy. Your knuckles, for those who are only listening.
So anyways, I was going and then I was cycling. And the thing is, my bike is more of a city bike. It's not got like the strong grip tires and stuff. So there's a lot of parts of it are just pebbles and stones and earth and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of sliding there. So it's a whole round along a whole like up and down hill and all this, like quite an incline. And there's what's inside the round is a park, and there's like 8 entrances to that park. So every like, you know, whatever, 2-3 kilometers, you get to one of the entrances. And the one entrance that I got to was the only entrance where there were actually people leaving the park as I was passing it. And that's the entrance where I had to slide and like fall on my, fall on my side. And so like there was this, and they were American tourists and they were just standing there. They just exited the park and they were standing there waiting for the bikes to pass. And then I flat like face plant right in front of them.
Oof.
And I'm on the floor lying there like, aw. And then they're like, oh, are you okay? And I just gave them a thumbs up and then I got up. And I was like, it was more my pride that got hurt because it's not really that bad.
But that like knuckle here, definitely that, looks bad, man. Oof.
It like does really look bad, but it's not bad at all. Okay. It's not bad at all. It's just a scrape. It's nothing.
Right. Thought you might have had a scene like Ryan the Gosling in Drive in the elevator, you know? Which we once discussed in the scene.
Well, let me tell you one thing. I handled the situation like Ryan Gosling would have.
Oh yeah? Like you cry like him in First Man, you mean?
No, I like in Driver. I was very stoic. Drive. I was very stoic and I just got up and they were like, "Oh, are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's not a problem. Just my pride."
But inside you were crying.
It's not a problem. It's just my pride. I deserve it.
Did you say that?
Gosling. No, I literally said it was just my pride because like 10 people had just seen this happen right in front of them.
Oh.
And then Roland, my buddy, also comedian, really cool guy, he was like, just wait for the adrenaline to kick off and make, you know, because you might be hurt, like, and not feeling it because of the adrenaline. And then as we were going, my hand really started hurting.
Mm.
And I thought maybe my hand's broken, but it's not broken. I think it was just, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was the story. But, this is what real men do, Pascal.
Pride is hurt? No. No. Real men don't give a shit whether they fall in front of other people.
It was a joke, man. I'm a comedian. My pride is like the Iron Curtain.
I mean, it kind of is, right? Because we bomb so often on stage. But we bomb so often that I think it really does desensitize you in a way.
Dude, it desensitizes you to everything. You start to realize what a joke a lot of your ego is. And I'm starting to realize that lately, you know?
Yeah.
Even more, like, in extreme ways, I realize, like, wow, I used to think certain things that I used to do and I used to think about all the time and I'm like, but that shit doesn't matter, you know?
Mm. Good. Because it doesn't, right?
And also what I feel is happening with me is that I feel like I'm less in my own head and I'm starting to actually listen and see how people are reacting and talking. And I've noticed once I stopped focusing so much on my insecurities, I started to notice that people have their own insecurities and that they're not even thinking about your insecurities because they're so distracted by their own.
That's what Dragos told me. Like, people are so afraid to bomb in front of other people. People are like, wow, that's the most arrogant thing actually you can do because that basically says you think that you matter so much that people remember what... But It they don't, because everyone's just concerned about their own life. They will forget you immediately.
Yeah.
And it's so true. I mean, so true.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but like when you're on stage, have you noticed that if you look at half the people, they look terrified. Not half, maybe a third.
Terrified. Differs. What do you mean?
They look terrified. And you know why they look terrified? Because I think they're terrified of you talking to them and them being the center of attention.
Maybe.
I've noticed this. I've seen people, you look at them while you're on stage and they'll look down like really quickly. And I was like thinking like, why is that? And then I remember I also used to have that. I remember when I went to some of my first comedy shows, if they were looking at me, I would quickly look away because I didn't want them to talk to me, you know?
Yeah.
Or like
in
class, same. You do the same thing, right?
Yeah. When the teacher looks at you, for sure.
Yeah. You pretend as if you're not, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I wish the hecklers would be as polite as school kids too, though, and raise their hands.
What's up with you? What's up with people heckling you and you're like, huh? yeah. What's up with that, dude?
I don't know. That whole evening, I know exactly which evening you're talking about. I was being heckled the whole time, man. And the whole show, everyone's being heckled. And I had a good time. I thought the show was going fun. But even the host said he actually had a terrible night, although he handled it really well. He said, like, oh, he was so tired. Because the person's... the whole front row, I think they were on drugs, like heavy drugs. Because I was speaking to the lady who told me that. She in the middle of my set, she was like, be funny. And I was like, what the... you know? And she... I talked to her in the break, because you do a set in the first half and the second half. Talked to her in the break, and she had this dog with her. And I was like, oh, a really cute dog. And she was like, it's not a dog. It's a shaman something. And I was like, okay. And she said, like, by December, he will be able to talk like a human. And I was like, fingers crossed. And she was like, no. He will. She was super serious, and I was like, what the hell is going on? So she was definitely on drugs, like really heavy LSD or something. And her friends too, and yeah.
Dude, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think that you'll die without ever having tried LSD?
I think so. I don't really.
What about want mushrooms? To try it.
Maybe marijuana once, but I don't really feel like it. I'm happy, to be honest, that I've never tried it so far.
You're
and no LSD, desire. I don't think I will try. I don't think so.
You have no desire?
No.
To try?
Okay. I don't feel it's worth the risk. Like, I heard that it could trigger schizophrenia. Like, schizophrenia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Quite low chances, but still, and I don't want to take that risk. So.
What about, but Rogan says it'll... reorient,
dude. Steve Jobs said the same thing. I mean, good for them, but it doesn't mean.
Oh, Steve Jobs also.
Steve Jobs also said it was a great experience for him taking LSD.
I realized that I can create Apple.
yeah, but it's not for me. Well, how about you,
dude? Do we need another Jobs movie? we have like five. Do
no,
we need another
what?
One?
I think
there's
they
like
should do a Bill
with
Gates movie, man.
Ashton Kutcher.
right. One with Ashton Kutcher.
And then
that was
like,
not a good
there's
movie.
Another
and then
one
the other
one actually good.
With what's his name? Michael Fassbender. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I guess Ashton Kutcher is going to make another one before.
I don't know, man. I think Steve Jobs is overrated. That's my opinion. Everyone thinks he's like, you know, I think he was kind of an asshole. I think people also ignored Bill Gates a bit because he doesn't have the charisma of Steve Jobs, maybe. But I think what he does is much more fascinating.
So you're not a big fan of that picture where Jobs is like...
oh, no. How is he?
Like this, I think. Yeah, where he has
the, most
the fingers on his chin. Yeah.
And he's wearing the turtleneck.
Dude, Bill
and
Gates.
After
Bill
he
Gates.
Died, Vanya, your future brother-in-law, Vanya, would only wear turtlenecks.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, why are you wearing turtlenecks?
Too?
And he's like, oh, because it fits nice. And it was like, yeah, no, it's because your mind has been corrupted by Steve Jobs.
I know, man. He seems like did you read the book?
I didn't, but I heard that he was a real asshole. His kids or some nonsense like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know him in person, so I can't say. But obviously, what he achieved is amazing. No doubt about it. But and I do admire him, especially not for Apple, but for Pixar. Because without him, Pixar wouldn't exist.
Really? What did he have to do with that?
So George Lucas, Pixar was a department in Lucasfilms. So George Lucas had actually founded Pixar, but it wasn't Pixar at the time. And what they did was they completely focused on full animation, full CGI short clips. And what they did was basically they just did ads, I think. And Steve Jobs kind of saw that, and then that was already losing money. George Lucas didn't have any interest. So Steve Jobs came in, bought it for $5 million, plus $5 million he had to repay the debts. So basically $10 million he invested in the company.
Oh my God, that's like a steal, right?
Dude.
In hindsight.
Yeah, because he eventually sold it for, I think, $7.4 billion or something like that to Disney.
Jesus, to Disney.
Yeah, but I don't think he owned everything. Yeah, he didn't own everything because they went public before. But yeah, he became a billionaire not because of Apple, but because of Pixar, actually, at first.
But I mean, the growth is what, like 1,000-fold?
Oh,
10 wait, million
oh,
to
yeah,
se-
something like that,
8
yeah.
billion?
Yeah, approximately yeah. 8 billion. Or 8.4 billion, something like that.
Okay, so then 100-fold, I guess, right?
No.
Yeah,
almost.
Well, if it's 10... If it's
10 million to 10 billion, that's 100-fold.
That's all, yeah, no. So almost 100-fold.
Wow, our math is really bad here.
I know, right? Okay,
no,
let's say...
No, 1,000-fold, because 100-fold will be 1 billion.
Well, you've added two zeros, right? Because it's gone from 10 million to 100 million to 1 billion.
By the way, do you count by luck?
No, you've added four zeros. You're right, 1,000-fold.
Yeah, 1,000-fold. Do you count by luck, actually?
No, I don't. Absolutely not.
Okay.
I have no idea how that works.
100,000.
It's really weird to me.
Really?
It's
so
really
just,
weird to me.
Just people who don't know, luck is the Indian measurement. So usually people don't count by millions,
luck,
but by
luck.
Luck,
I believe, is one... I don't know if it's the term for the whole measurement, but luck is 100,000?
100,000.
Yeah, and then they have a word for every iteration with two zeros on top of that.
Oh,
so the next
okay.
word they have then... So they have luck, which is... They count by lakhs, which is 100,000. And then they'll count by 10 million is the next one, which is a crore, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess the next one is from 10 million to 1 billion. Yeah.
Okay.
Then they'll have a word for 1 billion, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, it's the same as South Koreans, for example. They usually measure by man, which is 10,000. So
oh, really?
Each has their own system, I guess.
Isn't if they're measuring by man, shouldn't they be measuring by... This guy right here.
I'm trying to think of a joke, but I can't think of any. So right.
Well,
yeah,
I got
okay.
roasted enough today with my freaking injured hand and stuff.
Oh
yeah. And our other guy, Michael, he was like, because then when it started going downhill, I was like, yo man, I can't do this. It's too steep and stuff. It looked scary, man. And then Michael was like, don't be a pussy. And he just...
That was in Leinzer Tiergarten?
Yeah.
But that's just in a park, right? No.
Dude, the Leinzer... Have you ever been to the Leinzer Tiergarten?
I drove past it.
It's a huge area.
Uh-huh.
It's a huge area that they've closed off, but it's along the hills. So it goes up and then it goes down.
And is that
steep? It's like along the mountains. It's super steep.
Oh shit! Okay,
dude, like I've done a bit of mountain biking in my time. Okay. Now I'm sure if this ever gets heard by like actual Austrian cyclists, they'll be like, "What is he talking about?" It's like a warm up. The lines.
Yeah, in terms. Compared to.
But
Alps.
But it's quite. There's parts of it which are, no, actually, you know what? That's a lie, because the people that we saw also going on there, a lot of them would be getting off at certain points and pushing their bikes at the really steep parts. So you know what? I take that back. I think it was a challenge for everyone. It's not just me who's
okay,
saying
all right,
it.
All right,
all right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But
well,
it was
kudos,
really steep at points.
Good
yeah.
on you, man.
And then... Huh?
Good on you, man. Working
know,
out like
right?
crazy. We're looking good, by the way. I think you lost a bit more weight, have you?
I don't know, dude. I don't really track my weight, so...
Oh, but you look well. You look well.
I think it's just just being outside and shit. Thanks. By the way, thanks. First of all,
dude, every single time I hear first of all, I have to think of Vinny Vincetti.
I always repeat it. I always, every time people are like,
but no one else gets it.
I'm like, first of all, first of all, and then people don't, they don't understand. They just keep talking. They don't, but like, it's, and the thing is, I'm only making a joke for me.
Yeah, you know, exactly. It's like the weirdest thing. Same here. Thing. Yeah, I have no idea. People don't know what's going on, but yeah. Always repeat it, right? First of all.
Yeah. They're like, so first of all, it's, and I'm like, first of all, and they're like, yeah, so
yeah,
first
you're
of
like
all.
Mocking them, yeah.
Yeah, but it's that thing, and my second favorite thing to do by myself is when I'm with German friends or Austrian friends, and they start to sing Happy Birthday. Then I sing it in an over-the-top Austrian accent.
You know, why do you singing. Do that? You told me that.
I don't know, what? Dude. It's like, it's the most, it's like, for me, it's like the most fun
what,
thing
so
to
how
do.
Does it
but
look
the thing
like?
Is, when like, I, no one can hear it.
Yeah, so what does that mean? Like, when I sing,
even if they do hear it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
No. So look, you're with a bunch of Austrians, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, alles Gute. And then they start singing the song, right? And
in
when
German.
They're singing it, in English. Everyone sings it in English.
Okay.
And they start singing it, but they're all singing it in their normal accent, which sounds like this. Happy birthday to you. And then I'm singing it. Happy birthday to you. Because I'm trying to make myself laugh. And then it's doubly funny for me because... It's double funny for me because if they hear me singing it, they just think I'm singing it normally. Because that's how it sounds. Like, to them, that's
how...
Oh,
don't they think you're mocking them?
No, absolutely not.
Really?
Because first of all, no, they
first
don't.
First of all...
they think... Because the thing is also, I believe the way I speak German, it sounds like I grew up here. It doesn't sound
like
I
learned
it.
Yeah, for sure.
You
but your English
I mean?
Does definitely... You know, you have...
The English does. But if it's not unrealistic for me to sing Happy birthday to you. Like, that's not unrealistic for me to actually sing it like that. But yeah, so that's one of my favorite things to do is just to freaking be the only one. Like, yeah.
What else do you like that's out of the norm?
Another thing I like is like when people, you know, like people who are not from Austria, which I'm also not from Austria, but like people who are not from Austria, when they go, like when they pass and they're like, Bruder, ich habe ihm gesagt, er soll sich schleichen und wenn nicht, dann hau ich ihn ins Gesicht, you know? And so when they talk like that, I'll like repeat what they're saying or I'll say it out loud as well. Or I'll say something out loud in that kind of accent.
Right.
And then, they'll kind of look because they think someone's mocking them, right? But then they'll see me and they'll be like, oh nein, nein, er redet einfach. They'll be like, oh, he's just talking.
Yeah. But you repeat it out loud?
No, so like I'll start saying things. Like I'll be speaking, but then I'll start saying them in the same accent.
Okay.
And then they think I'm mocking them, but then they look and they're no, that's just how he talks.
can you just translate what it means for the listeners who don't speak German? It means just bro, you get the F
like,
out of here because otherwise I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah, I'm going to punch you in the face. And then like and then if I'm talking at the same time to whomever else, I'll just say whatever I was saying in the same kind of like accent. And they'll be like, oh, I read it. He's talking.
I still think it's so funny. Why do you think it's so funny that when you sing that song... The birthday song in that accent.
I don't know, because it's like a joke I'm telling myself. I don't know.
All right.
It's like no one understands. It's like you're doing something naughty and no one knows that you're doing it. Like I'm like doing something funny and if anyone sees me doing it, they think I'm actually being super normal. I guess it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But dude, listen, I need to get my charger, yeah? So just talk.
So sorry guys, we had a brief technical interruption again caused by none other than one particular person as always. And
yeah, it was not my fault, it was the phone's fault. The phone was running out of battery.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, man. So what's your... We were talking about Zoolander in the previous episode. What is one of your other favorite comedies?
Spaceballs in German.
Oh, yeah, Spaceballs.
In German.
Are there movies you'd prefer watching in German?
Spaceballs.
Why?
Because I grew up watching it in German, and when I watched it in English, it was really not funny. I think I was like, why? No, it's way better when it's like Captain Hermy. So, okay. Yeah.
All right. I think Rick Moranis, right? His name from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
I think
it's
just a question of... I just grew up with it. I think that's why.
Okay.
You know what Rick Moranis did, by the way, right?
I think it's awesome. He quits comedy and film after his wife died so that he can take care of his kids.
Yeah, and he was like the number one guy.
Yeah,
I mean, in comedy. For like a good stretch of 2-3 years, he was like the top guy.
Yeah.
Or one of the top, at least. Yeah. Yeah.
And then he only did cameos, I think, right? After that.
Yeah.
I think he's still not doing anything.
I think so. I think he's still... Yeah, he doesn't really seem to, you know... Probably smart as well. Probably like the money he made, he was like, oh, let me use this wisely, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
That's amazing, man. I mean, also, if you think about how... Once you earn really good money and invest it well, you don't have to ever work again. But some...
Well,
get into so much money all of a sudden, like athletes do, many of them just squander it immediately, right?
Yeah, but even that's less now because they're starting to do like courses and stuff for them, which is awesome.
Yeah,
true. It's really smart.
Yeah, they're just imagine...
The same with wrestlers. They're doing financial planning and courses and stuff with
that's
them.
Good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Is wrestling happening again?
Yeah, dude. Wrestling was always happening. You know why?
Why?
Because Vince McMahon's wife is the minister or the head of small business development. Yeah. And she was able to...
And the administration, right?
So in Florida already, like right at the beginning, Florida said that essential workers, so sports people and wrestlers are essential workers or something like that. And so the UFC, I believe something like... Okay, look, don't quote me on this. But anyways, the UFC and the wrestling never had to actually stop. Because they were able to, they were under this clause.
Oh, okay.
You know?
I mean, same like the NBA is also in Disney World right now.
Yeah, NBA always could, but NBA like voluntarily
close
down?
They paused. Yeah, they were the first league that actually shut down. But now they're in this bubble, they call it. So they only play, they all stay in Disney World and then play. Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
Oh, really?
They're
like,
all in Disney World.
Literally in Disney World.
Yeah. They're all in Disney
Why
World.
Why Disney World? Which one?
I guess because Florida. It's kind of closed area. There are a lot of hotels there, so they can accommodate everyone. And they can probably shield them off correctly as well.
Right.
Do you like
Austin
Powers?
You know a
lot
about Disney World, dude.
Of course I do, man. Disney.
Yeah,
freaking...
you should know more about wrestling, bro.
Disney World, nothing beats Disney World, man. I'm going to be there hopefully next year or the year after. So looking forward to it. Disney World, next level, man. I'm so excited about Disneyland already, but Disney World is a different...
Are you going to get a tattoo that says Disney?
Like a Mickey Mouse tattoo here?
I don't know.
Oh, man, dude. Do you think...
What happened... Do you think if you met Mickey Mouse, he'd be like, welcome to the family, haha. He's like a mafia boss? Pascal, you are one of my most loyal followers.
I don't think so. There's so many...
No, he... Yeah,
I don't
like
know,
you.
Man. Maybe not.
Pascal, you have interesting features. Haha, where are you from?
I don't know. I honestly, I don't like Mickey Mouse that much. So, I love the Pixar character. I love Mickey Mouse in the sense that he's the face of Disneyland, Disney World, Disney Corporation, everything. But I mean, I've never seen
that's
a movie
like,
of his. I think
that's like how I don't like John Cena, but I like wrestling.
You don't like John Cena?
No, I love John Cena. Okay. I wish John Cena was like my bro. Like
he's
my
cool, man.
Brother.
And I think he's acting more and more too, right? And Batista as well.
Dude, he's so good. Yeah. He's playing Vin Diesel's brother in Fast and the Furious 34.
Batista or John Cena?
John Cena.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're good. It's like the trailer was like, he's just as strong as Dom. That's Vin Diesel's character. He's just as smart as Dom. Did. Who is he? He's Dom's brother. You know?
Is that like the new movie?
That's the new Fast and the Furious trailer. It's Vin Diesel versus his brother John Cena.
Oh shit, and The Rock is like, not in it anymore.
The Rock, so The Rock and Shibar, what's his name? Jason, the British guy?
Statham.
Jason Statham. They've got their own spin-off called Hobbs and Shaw. Right. And so I think they will probably do crossovers in the future, but yeah. Like it's their own thing, so they don't have to be in every movie. Yeah.
Jesus, man, isn't that insane? Why do they keep doing? Oh, by the way, talking franchise that do get better, Mission Impossible. I watched the fourth one today again in the morning, and
apparently 4, 5, and 6 are like really good.
Yeah, 4 was. I watched it today again. I remember I loved it the first time, and today again I was like, "Whoa, this is actually a good movie."
Yeah, and the really recent one with Henry Cavill apparently
that's
is,
the last one.
Really
yeah,
good.
That has the best ratings. Six. Dude, you have to imagine the sixth one in the franchise has the best ratings. That's insane. That's kind of unheard of.
Yeah, but let's be honest. One was an actual spy movie and 2 and 3 were just nonsense. So actually, it's the fourth in us. It's the fourth movie because you can just say 2 and 3 were just nonsense and you can just cut it out.
The second one was pretty cool, though.
It was a piece of shit. But anyways,
and the third one was cool because it had Philip Seymour Hoffman. That was cool.
Okay. That's anyways, dude, the time we're already at 35 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, but then you effed it up with the microphone, so we have to.
Yeah, there's no gap.
Anyways, thank you so much, guys, for listening. We're gonna be back after our respective trips to Disneyland and the hiking trip. And then we're going to tell you about our adventures then. In the meantime, please send us your questions if you have any via video. Please DM us with your video. That would be highly appreciated. We're going to implement it, include it in the video, and then talk about it and answer your question during the podcast. Follow Ali.
Next week is going to be a sweet-ass episode because I'm going hiking and you're going Disneyland. It's going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting, like different experiences.
For sure,
yeah,
for sure.
Sorry, I cut you off.
So, no worries. So, yeah, follow Ali at Ali the Hasna and me, Pascal Halsberger, on Instagram. And we're going to be back next week, guys. Thank you so much.
Peace.